Blog Talk Radio.
Alhamdulillah. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show, The Good Life. Alhamdulillah, The Good Life. Holy Quran, Sister Claire Muhammad, Education Hour. Alhamdulillah. We forever thank Allah and give all praise and all glory to Almighty God Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And alhamdulillah, we say bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We ask Allah's protection from Satan and reject it. We say udu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. We say al-Fatiha, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين السلام عليكم. We read 130th of the Holy Quran, so we'll get started right now. This is Al-Nabah, the Great News, Surah 78. Concerning what are they disputing, concerning the great news about which they cannot agree. Verily, they shall soon come to know. Verily, they shall soon come to know. Have we not made the earth as a wide expanse and the mountains as pegs? Have we not created you in pairs and made you your sleep for rest? And made the night as a covering and made the day as a means of subsistence? And have we not built over you the seven firmaments and placed therein a light of splendor? And do we not send down from the clouds water in abundance, that we may produce therewith corn and vegetables and gardens of luxurious growth, rather the day of sorting out the thing appointed. Say that the trumpet shall be sounded, and we shall come forth in crowds, and the heavens shall be opened as if there were doors, and the mountains shall vanish as if they were a mirage. Truly hell is a place is as a place of ambush. For the transgressors of the place of destination, they will dwell therein for ages. Only be light. Nothing cool shall they taste therein, nor any drink, save a boiling fluid, and a fluid dark, murky, intensely cold. A fitting recompense for them, for that they use not to fear any count for their deeds. But they impotently treated our signs as false, and all things have we preserved on record. So taste ye the fruits of your deeds, for no increase shall we grant you except in punishment. Verily, for the righteous, there will be a fulfillment of the heart's desires, gardens enclosed, the grapevines, companions of equal age, and a cup full to the brim. No vanity shall they hear therein, nor not untruth. Recompense from the Lord a gift amply sufficient from the Lord of the heavens and the earth and all between. Allah most gracious, none shall have power to argue with him. The day that the spirit and the angels will stand forth in ranks, none shall speak except any who is permitted by Allah most gracious, and he will say what is right. That day will be the sure reality. Therefore, whoso will, let him take a straight return to his Lord. Verily, we have warned you of a penalty near, the day when man will see the deeds which his hands have sent forth. The unbeliever will say, woe unto me, for that I were mere dust. Alhamdulillah, this is the good life, Holy Quran, and Sister Clara Muhammad, Education Hour. By the angels who tear out the souls of the wicked with violence, by those who gently draw out the souls of the blessed, by those who glide along on errands of mercy, and press forward as in a race, and arrange to do the commands of their Lord. One day everything that will be in commotion will be in violent commotion, followed by oft-repeated commotions. Hearts that day will be in agitation, cast down will be their eyes. They say now, what shall we indeed be returned to our former state? But when we shall have become rotten bones, they say, it would, in that case, be a return with loss. With Veli, it will be but a single from Kelim Chai. When behold, they will be in the full awakening to judgment. As the story of Moses reached thee, behold, thy Lord did call to him on the sacred valley of Tuwa, who vowed to Pharaoh, for he had indeed transgressed all bounds. Say to him, what is thou, that thou should be purified from sin, and that I guide thee to the Lord, so thou shalt fear him? Then did Moses show him the great sign, but Pharaoh rejected it and disobeyed guidance. Further, he turned his back and striving hard against the law. Then he collected his men and made a proclamation, saying, I am the Lord Most High. But Allah did punish him and made an example of him in the hereafter as in this life. Verily, and this is an instructive warning for whosoever feareth Allah. But are ye the more difficult to create, or the heaven above? Allah hath constructed it. On high hath he raised its canopy, and he hath given it order and perfection. Its night doth he endow with darkness, and its splendor doth he bring out with light. And the earth, moreover, hath he extended to a wide expanse. He draweth out, therefore, its moisture and its pasture. And the mountains hath he firmly fixed for use and convenience for to you and your cattle. Therefore, when there comes the great overwhelming event, the day when man shall remember all that he strove for, and hellfire shall be placed in full view for all to see, then for such as had transgressed all bounds and had preferred the life of this world, their abode would be hellfire. For such as had entertained the fear of standing before their Lord's tribunal and had restrained their souls from Lord's desire, their abode will be the garden. They ask thee about the hour. When will its appointed time? Will be its appointed time? Wherein art thou concerned with the declaration thereof? With thy Lord is the limit fixed, therefore, thou art but a warner for such as fear it. The day they see it, it will be as if they had tarried but a single evening, or at most till the following morning. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillah wa rahim. Bismillahi minash shaitanir rajeem. We're at Surah Abasa, Surah 80, Alhamdulillah. Surah 80, Abasa, he frowned. The Prophet frowned and turned away. The Prophet frowned and turned away, because there came to him the blind man interrupting. But what could tell thee but that perchance he might grow in spiritual understanding, or that he might receive admonition and the teaching might profit him? As the one who regards himself as self-sufficient, to him dost thou attend. So it is no blame on thee if he grow not in spiritual understanding. But as to him who came to thee striving earnestly and with fear in his heart, of him wast thou unmindful. By no means should it be so, for it is indeed a message of instruction. Therefore, let whoso will keep it in remembrance. It is in books held greatly in honor, exalted in dignity, kept pure and holy, written by the hands of scribes, alhamdulillah. Honorable and pious and just. Woe to man, what hath made him reject Allah? Soon, from what stuff hath he created him? From a sperm drop he hath created him, and then moldeth him in due proportion. Then doth he make his path smooth for him, and he causes him to die and puts him in his grave. Then, when it is his will, he will raise him up again. By no means hath he fulfilled what Allah has commanded him. Then let man look at his food and how we provide it, for that we pour forth water in abundance, and we split the earth in fragments and produce therein corn and grapes and nutritious plants and olives and dates, and enclose gardens dense with lofty trees and fruits and fodder for use and convenience to you and your cattle. At length, when there comes a deepening noise, That day shall a man flee from his own brother, from his mother and his father, from his wife and his children. Each one of them that day will have enough concern of his own to make him indifferent to the others. Some faces that day will be beaming, laughing, rejoicing. Other faces that day will be dust-stained. Blackness will cover them. Such will be the rejectors of Allah, the doers of iniquity. Surah 81, Al-Takwir, the folding up. When the sun with its spacious light is folded up, fall losing their luster, when the mountains vanish like a mirage, when the she-camels 10 months with young are left untended, when the wild beasts are herded together in human habitations, when the oceans boil over with a swell, when the souls are sorted out, being joined like with like, when the female infant buried alive is questioned for what crime she was killed, when the scrolls are laid open, when the world on high is unveiled, when the blazing fire is kindled to fierce heat, and when the garden is brought near, then shall each soul know what it has put forth. So verily I call to witness the planets that recede, go straight or hide, in the night as it dissipates, and the dawn as it breathes away the darkness. Verily this is the word of a most honorable messenger, endowed with power, with rank before the Lord of the throne, with authority there, and faithful to his trust. And, O people, your companion is not one possessed. Without doubt, he saw him in the clear horizon. Neither doth he withhold grudgingly a knowledge of the unseen, nor is it the word of an evil spirit of curse. Then whither go ye? Rather, this is no less than a message to all the world, with profit to whoever among you wills to go straight. But ye shall not will except as Allah wills, the cherisher of the worlds. We're at Surah 82, Al-Infitar, the cleaving asunder. When the sky is cleft asunder, when the stars are scattered, when the oceans are suffered to burst forth, and when the graves are turned upside down, then shall each soul know what it has sent forth and what it has kept back. O man, what has seduced thee from the Lord most beneficent, him who created thee, fashioned thee in due proportion, and gave thee a just bias? In whatever form he wills, does he put thee together? Nay, but ye do reject right and judgment. But verily over you are appointed angels to protect you, kind and honorable, writing down your deeds. They know and understand all that you do. As for the righteous, they will be in bliss, and the wicked, they will be in the fire, which they will enter on the day of judgment. They will not be able to keep away therefrom. And what will explain to thee what the day of judgment is? Again, what will explain to thee what the day of judgment is? It will be the day when no soul shall have power to do aught for another, for the command that day will be holy with Allah. Surah 83, Al-Mutafifin, the dealers in fraud. What are those that deal in fraud? Those who when they have to receive by measure, some men exact full measure, but when they have to give by measure or weight to men, give less than due. Do they not think that they will be called to account on a mighty day, a day when all mankind will stand before the Lord of the worlds? Nay, surely the record of the wicked is preserved in Sijin. And what will explain to thee what Sijin is? There is a register fully inscribed on that day to those that deny the day of judgment, and none can deny it but the transgressor beyond bounds, the sinner. When our signs are rehearsed to him, he says, tales of the ancients, by no means, but on their hearts is the stain of the ill which they do. Verily, from the light of their Lord, that day will they be veiled. further they will enter the fire of hell. Further will be said to them, this is the reality which ye rejected as false. Nay, verily, the record of the righteous is preserved in ye. What will explain to thee what Elyon is? There is a register fully inscribed to which bear witness those nearest to Allah. Truly, the righteous will be in bliss. On thrones of dignity, they will command a sight of all things. Thou will recognize in their faces the beaming brightness of bliss. Their thirst will be slaked with pure wine seal. The seal thereof will be musk, and for this let those aspire who have aspirations. With it will be given a mixture of tasneen, a spring from the waters whereof drink those nearest to Allah. Those who sin used to laugh at those who believe, and whenever they pass by them used to wink at each other in mockery. And when they returned to their own people, they would return jesting. And whenever they saw them, they would say, behold, these are the people truly astray. And they had not been, but they had not been sent as keepers over them. But on this day, the believers will laugh at the unbelievers. On thrones of dignity, they will command a sight of all things. Have not the unbelievers been paid back for what they did? Al-Inshikak, the rending asunder. Surah 84. When the skies rend asunder and hearkens to the command of its Lord, and it must needs do so, and when the earth is flattened out and cast forth what is within it, and becomes clean empty, and hearkens to the command of its Lord, and it must needs do so, then will come home the full reality. O thou man, verily thou art ever toiling on towards thy Lord, painfully toiling, but thou shalt meet him. Then he was given his record in his right hand. Soon will his account be taken by an easy reckoning, and he will turn to his people rejoicing. And he was given the record behind his back. Soon will he cry for perdition, and he will enter a blazing fire. Truly did he go about among his people rejoicing. Truly did he think that he would not have to return to us. Nay, for his Lord was ever watchful of him. So I do call to witness the ruddy glow of sunset, the night and its homing, and the moon in her fullness. He shall surely travel from stage to stage. What then is the matter with them that they believe not? And when the Quran is read to them, they fall not prostrate. On the contrary, the unbelievers reject it, but Allah has full knowledge of what they secrete in their breast. Alhamdulillah, this is prostration here, and we will, alhamdulillah, take a short pause for that prostration, and I'm going to read it again. 21, when the Quran is read to them, they fall not prostrate. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, number 21, alhamdulillah, and when the Quran is read to them, they fall not prostrate, but on the contrary, the unbelievers reject it, but Allah has full knowledge of what they secrete in their breasts, so announce to them a penalty grievous, except for those who believe and work righteous deeds, for them is a reward that will never fail. Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. All praise be to Allah.
Good. Praise be to Allah. All right. Alhamdulillah. We're at Surah 85, Al-Buruj, the constellations. Alhamdulillah. You want to read there?
All right. Surah 85, Al-Buruj, the constellations. Adubim Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. For Allah's name and merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. By the sky displaying its zodiacal signs. By the promised day of judgment, by one that witnesses and the subject of the witness. Woe to the makers of the pit of fire. Fire supplied abundantly with fuel. Behold, they sat over against the fire, and they witnessed all that they were doing against the believers, and they ill-treated them for no other reason than that they believed in Allah, whose awesome power, worthy of all praise, him to whom belongs the name of the heaven and the earth, and Allah is witness to all things. Those who persecute are drawn into temptation, the believers, men and women, and do not turn in repentance, will have the penalty of hell. They will have the penalty of the burning fire. For those who believe and do righteous deeds will be gardens, the nitrous rivers flow. That is the great salvation, the fulfillment of all desires. Truly strong is the grip and power of your Lord. It is you who creates from the very beginning, and he can restore life. And he is all forgiving, full of loving kindness. Lord of the throne of glory, doer without let of all that he intends. Has the story reached you of the forces of Pharaoh and the Talmud? And yet the unbeliever persists in rejecting the truth. But Allah doesn't come to them from behind. Nay, this is a glorious stand inscribed in a tablet preserved.
Alhamdulillah. Allah speaks the truth. Alhamdulillah. Number 86, Al-Tariq, the night star. Al-Tariq, the night star. By the sky and the night visitant therein, and what will explain to thee what the night visitant is? It is the star of piercing brightness. There is no soul but has a protector over it. Now let man but think from what he is created. He is created from a drop emitted proceeding from between the backbone and the rib. Surely Allah is able to bring him back to life. The day that all things secret will be tested, man will have no power and no helper. By the firmament which returns in its round, and by the earth which opens out for the gushing of springs and the sprouting of vegetation, behold, this is the word that distinguishes good from evil. It is not a thing for amusement. As for them, they are but plotting a scheme, and I am planning a scheme. Therefore, grant a delay to the unbelievers. Give respite to them gently for a while.
Alhamdulillah.
Verse 87,
Allah, the Most High. Glorify the name of your guardian Lord, Most High, who has created and further given order and proportion, who has ordained laws and granted guidance, and who brings out the green and lustrous pasture, and then doth make it but swallow stubble. By degrees shall we teach thee to declare the message, so thou shalt not forget, except as Allah wills, for he knoweth what is manifest and what is hidden. And we will make it easy for you to follow the simple path. Therefore give admonition in case the admonition promises the hearer. The admonition will be received by those who fear Allah, but it will be avoided by those most unfortunate ones who will enter the great fire, in which they will then neither die nor live. But those will prosper who purify themselves and glorify the name of their guardian Lord and lift their hearts in prayer. Nay, behold, ye prefer the life of this world, for the hereafter is better and more enduring. And this is in the books of early revelations, books of Abraham and Moses.
Alhamdulillah, Allah Akbar. Surah 88. El Gashia, the overwhelming event. Number one, has the story reached thee of the overwhelming event? Some faces that day will be humiliated, laboring hard, weary, and while they enter the blazing fire, or while they are given to drink of a boiling hot spring, no food will there be for them but a bitter dari, which will neither nourish nor satisfy hunger. Other faces that day will be joyful, pleased with their striving in a garden on high, for they shall hear no word of vanity. Therein will be a bubbling spring. Therein will be thrones of dignity raised on high, goblets placed ready, and cushions set in rows, and rich carpets all spread out. Do they not look at the camels, how they are made, and at the sky, how it is raised high, and the mountains, how they are fixed firm, and at the earth, how it is spread out? Therefore, do thou give admonition, for thou art one to admonish. Thou art not one to manage men's affairs, but if any turns away and reject the law, Allah will punish him with a mighty punishment. For to us will be their return. It will be for us to call them to account. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Surah 89, Al-Fatih, Bilal. With Allah's name, much benefactor, much redeemer. By the break of day, by the night's twice fire, by the even and odd contrasted, by the night when it passed away, and they are not in these and the absolute day coming. SubhanAllah. If they are not in these, an adjuration or evidence for those who understand, is thou not how thy Lord dealt with the our people? Of the sitter and ram was lofty pillows, the like of which were not produced in all the land, and with the Talmud people, who cut out huge rocks in the valleys, and with Pharaoh, Lord of stakes, all of these transgressed beyond bounds in the land, and heaped therein mischief on mischief. Therefore did thy Lord pour on them a scourge of thy very chastisement. For the Lord is as a guardian on a watchtower. Now, as for man, when his Lord trusted him, subhanAllah. Now, as for man, when his Lord tried him, give him honor and gifts. Then said he, puffed up, my Lord has honored me. But when he tried him, restricting his sustenance for him, then said he in despair, my Lord has humiliated me. They know, but you honor not the orphans, nor did you encourage one another to feed the poor. And yet, subhanAllah, and you desire inheritance, all with greed, and you love wealth with the knowing of love. Nay, when the earth is pounded to powder, and that Lord cometh and his angel, rank upon rank, and hell that day was brought face to face. On that day will man remember, but how will that remembrance profit him? He will say, ah, would that I had set forth good deeds for this my future life. For that day his chastisement will be such as no one else can inflict. And his bonds, and his bonds will be such as none other can bind. To the righteous soul will be said, O thou soul, in complete rest and satisfaction, come back you to your Lord, well pleased thyself and well pleasing unto him. Enter thou then among my devotees. Enter thou my heaven.
Alhamdulillah, La Akbar, Al-Balad, the city. Alhamdulillah, Surah 90, Al-Balad, the city. I do call to witness this city. Thou art a free man of this city. and the distant ties of parent and child. Rarely we have created man into toil and struggle. Thinketh he that none hath power over him. He may say boastfully, wealth have I squandered in abundance. Thinketh he that none beholdeth him. Have we not made for him a pair of eyes and a tongue and a pair of lips and showed him the two highways? But he hath made no haste on the path that is steep. And what will explain to thee the path that is steep? It is freeing the bondman, or the giving of food in a day of privation to the orphan with claims of relationship, or to the indigent down in the dust. Then will he be of those who believe and enjoy patience, constancy, self-restraint, and enjoying deeds of kindness and compassion. Such are the companions of the right hand. But those who reject our signs, they are the unhappy companions of the left hand. On them will be fire vaulted over all around, alhamdulillah. Right, we're at number 91, alhamdulillah. If anybody want to come in, I see my brother here. Ashams, number 91, alhamdulillah. Your Muhammad Sharif, continue, please.
Yes. Ashams, the son. Allah in the name, much for benefactor, much redeemer. By the sun and its glorious splendor, by the moon as it follows the sun, by the day as it shows up the sun's glory, by the night as it conceals it, by the firmament and its wonderful structure, by the earth and its wide expanse, by the soul and the proportion and order given to it, and its enlightenment, as to its wrong and its right. Truly he succeeds that purifies it, and he fails that corrupts it. Far-moved people rejected their prophet through their inordinate wrongdoing. Behold, the most wicked men, subhanAllah, behold, the most wicked man among them was definite for impiety. But the messenger of Allah said to them, it is a she camel of Allah, and bar her not from having her drink. And they rejected him as a false prophet. And they hamstrung her. So their Lord, on account of their crime, obliterated their traces and made them equal in destruction, high and low. And for him, there's no fear of its consequences.
Alhamdulillah, Allah Akbar. Okay, we're at Surah 92. Al-Layl, Surah 92. Page 1658. 1658, Surah 92. By the night as it conceals the light, by the day as it appears in glory, and by the mystery of the creation of male and female, verily the ends ye strive for, are diverse. So he who gives in charity and fears Allah and in all sincerity testifies to the best, we will indeed make smooth for him the path to bliss. And he who is a greedy miser and thinks himself self-sufficient and gives the lie to the best, we will indeed make smooth for him the path to misery. Soon will his wealth profit him when he falls headlong into the pit. Verily we take upon ourselves to guide, and verily unto us belong the end and the beginning. Therefore do I warn you of a fire blazing fiercely. None shall reach it but those most unfortunate ones who give the lie to truth and turn their backs. But those most devoted to Allah shall be removed far from it. Those who spend their wealth for increase in self-purification and have in their mind no favor from anyone for which a return is expected in return, and have in their mind no favor from anyone for which a reward is expected in return. but only desire to seek for the countenance of the Lord Most High, and soon will they attain complete satisfaction. Alhamdulillah. I'm late to Brother Rashad. How you doing? Alhamdulillah. You want to read?
Pretty good. Go ahead. I was just listening this morning. Because you guys, you're almost finished. Go ahead.
All praise be to Allah. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. We're at Surah 93, Al-Duha.
Yeah, Duha, the glorious one. As-salamu alaykum, my brother.
Hey, wa alaykum as-salam, my brother Muhammad.
All right. Now, Duha, the glorious morning light, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. Now, the glorious morning light, by the night when it is still, that God and Lord had not forsaken thee, nor is he displeased. And verily, the hereafter be better for you than the present. And soon will thy God and Lord give you that just which you shall be well pleased. He not find you an open and gave you shelter and care. And he found you wandering and he gave you guidance. And he found you in need and made you independent. Therefore, treat not the orphan with harshness, nor repulse the petitioner unheard.
And
the bounty of that Lord proclaimed.
Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. All right. Surah 94. Al-Shah or Al-Inshirah. The expansion of the breast. Number one. Have we not expanded thee thy breast and removed from thee thy burden, the which did gall thy back and raise high the esteem in which thou art held? So verily, with every difficulty, there is relief. Verily, with every difficulty, there is relief. Therefore, when thou art free from thy immediate task, still labor hard, and to thy Lord turn all thy attention. All right.
Surah 95:18-3. By the fig and the olive, and the mount of Sinai, and this citadel of security. We have indeed created man in the best of mold, and do we abase him to be the lowest of the low, except such as believe and do righteous deeds, for they shall have a reward unfailing. Then what can after this contradict be as to the judgment to come? It is Allah, the wisest of the judges. SubhanAllah. He is not a wise
man. 96, Al-Alaq, the clinging clock, or Ikula, read. Proclaim or read in the name of thy Lord and cherisher who created man out of a mere leech-like clot of congealed blood. Proclaim, and thy Lord is most bountiful, he who taught the use of the pen, taught man that which he knew not. Nay, but man doth transgress all bounds, and that he looketh upon himself as self-sufficient. Verily, to thy Lord is the return of all. Seest thou one who forbids a votary when he turns to pray? Seest thou if he is on the road of guidance or enjoins righteousness? Seest thou if he denies truth and turns away? Knoweth he not that Allah doth see? Let him beware if he desist not. We will drag him by the forelock, a lying, sinful forelock. Then let him call for help to his council of comrades. We will call on the angels of punishment to deal with him. Nay, heed him not, but bow down in adoration and bring thyself the closer to Allah.
Yeah, there's a prostration there.
Okay. Let's see. Missed it. Oh, yeah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, let's take a moment out of it. And that prostration there.
Silver 97, they call it Night of Power Honor. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. We have indeed created the message in the Night of Power. And what will explain to you what the Night of Power is? The Night of Power is better than 1,000 months. Therein come down the angels and the spirit by Allah's permission on every errand. Peace. This until the rise of morn.
The rising of morn. Alhamdulillah, Lord, brother. Turn this page here. Albaina. Clear everything. Albaina. Those who reject truth among the people of the book and among the polytheists were not going to depart from their ways until there should come to them clear evidence. A messenger from Allah, rehearsing the scriptures kept pure and holy, wherein are laws or decrees right and straight. Nor did the people of the book make schisms until after there came to them clear evidence. They have been commanded no more than this, to worship Allah, offering him sincere devotion, being true in faith, to establish regular prayer, and to practice regular charity, and that is the religion right and straight. Those who reject truth among the people of the book and among the polytheists will be in hellfire to dwell therein for aye. They are the worst, alhamdulillah, they are the worst. Those who reject truth among the people of the book and among the polytheists will be in hellfire to dwell therein for aye. They are the worst of creatures. Those who have faith and do righteous deeds, they are the best of creatures. Their reward is with Allah, gardens of eternity beneath which rivers flow. They will dwell therein forever. Allah will plead with them and they with him. All this for such as fear their Lord and cherish him. Alhamdulillah.
I do him Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. When the earth is shaken to its utmost convulsion, and the earth throws up its burden from within, and man cries distress, what is the matter with it? On that day will it declare its tidings. But that Lord will have given inspiration. On that day will men proceed and company sorted out to be shown the deeds that they had done. Then shall anyone who has done an atom weight of good see it, and anyone who has done an atom weight of evil shall see it.
Al-Adiyat, those that run. By the steeds that run with panting breath and strike sparks of fire and push home the charge in the morning and raise the dust and clouds the while and penetrate forthwith in the midst of the foe and man, truly man is to his Lord ungrateful, and to that fact he bears witness by his deeds, and violent is he in his love of wealth. Does he not know when that which is in the graves is scattered abroad, and that which is locked up in human breasts is made manifest, that their Lord had been well acquainted with them even to that day.
It's Surah 101, El Christ, the great calamity. About name that you bring up the demon. That day will subhanAllah, that day of noise and clamor. What is the day of noise and clamor? And what will explain to you what the day of noise and clamor is? It is a day whereon men will be like moths scattered about, and the mountains will be like cotton wool. Then He who is bound for good deeds will be found heavy, will be in a life of good pleasure and satisfaction. But he who is bound for good deeds will be found light, will have his home in a bottomless pit. Knows thou what it is? It is a fire blazing fiercely.
Pakathur, the piling up, the mutual rivalry, piling up the good things of this world diverts you from the more serious things until you visit the graves. But nay, ye soon shall know the reality. Again, ye shall know. Nay, were ye to know with certainty of mind, ye would beware. Ye shall certainly see hellfire. Again, ye shall see it with certainty of sight. Then shall ye be questioned that day about the joy ye indulged in. He did not.
Yeah, we're approaching the end to 103. Alasa. Time today. Call our name, Mr. Benfact, Mr. Dima. By the token of time contagious, very man is in laws, except such as have faith in his righteous deeds, and joined together in the mutual teaching of truth and of patience and constancy.
Okay. All right. Alhamdulillah. 104, Al-Humaza, the scandalmonger. Woe to every kind of scandalmonger and backbiter, who piled up wealth and laid it by, thinking that his wealth would make him last forever. By no means. He will be sure to be thrown into that which breaks to pieces. And what will explain to thee that which breaks to pieces? It is the fire, the wrath of Allah, kindled to a blaze, the which thou dost mount right to the heart. It shall be made into a vault over them, in columns outstretched. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Surah 105. The elephant. The Lord made a merciful benefactor, merciful demon. Seest thou not how thy Lord dealt with the people of the elephant? Did he not make that treacherous plan go astray? And he sent against them flights of birds, striking them with stones of baked clay. Then did he make them like an empty field of stalks and straw, of which the corn has been eaten up.
I feel the elephant hungry left. Al-Quraysh, the tribe of Quraysh, for the covenants of security and safeguard enjoyed by the Quraysh, the covenants covering journeys by winter and summer. Let them adore the Lord of this house, who provides them with food against hunger and with security against fear of danger.
Surah 107, page 1704, Al-Ma'un, the neighbor of sickness. Seest thou one who denies the journey to come, then such is the man who proposes the orphan with harshness, and courage not to feed up the engine. So woe to the worshippers who have been back through all their prayers, those who want but to be seen of men, but refuse to supply even neighborly needs.
Al-Kawthar, the abundance. In a tain of Al-Kawthar, for Salih the Rebika one has, and Jani Akahua, who are up to us. To thee have we granted the fount of abundance. Therefore, to thy Lord turn in prayer and sacrifice, for he who hateth thee, he will be cut off from future hope.
Surah 109, Al-Kafirun, those who reject faith. Say, O you that reject faith, I worship not that which you worship. I will you worship that which I worship, and I will not worship that which you have been wont to worship. Thou will you worship that which I worship. Will you be your way and to be mine?
Lord, but I'm not sure the help. When it comes to help of Allah, when comes the help of Allah in victory, thou dost see the people enter Allah's religion and crowd. Celebrate the praise of thy Lord and pray for his forgiveness, for he is often turning in grace and mercy.
111. Al Masad. The pendant rope. Or Al Raham. The flame. Those to whom does the Father flame, very peace. No prophet to him for all his wealth and all his gain. Very soon will he be in a fire, blazing flame. His wife shall carry the cracking wood as fuel, a twisted rope of palm leaf fiber around her own neck.
Al-Ikhlas, the purity of faith. Say, he is Allah, the one and only. Allah, the eternal absolute. He begetteth not, nor is he begotten. There is none like unto him.
Surah 113, as follows, the daybreak. He asks you, what you with the Lord of the dawn, from the mischief of created things, from the mischief of darkness that is overspread, from the mischief of those who practice secret arts, and from the mischief of the envious one that he practices envy.
Okay. Al-Nas. See, I seek refuge with the Lord, the cherisher of mankind, the king or ruler of mankind, the god or judge of mankind, from the mischief of the whisper of evil who withdraws after his whisper, the same who whispers at the hearts of mankind, among jinns and among men. All right, bro. Alhamdulillah. All right, we have covered it. Praise be to Allah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, you know that, alhamdulillah, that conference I was talking about, I'm going to push that idea back off, later, I need to keep my mind on the school, keep focus,
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm good at that, get something going and then, like almost like sabotage it, get going. Allah says, after you finish one thing, then get to another, after you finish one,
That's right, after you finish, that's right, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Start on another task,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an excellent point you made, that's right. Once you finish one task, then take on another. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah. Even though it seems like somebody like in the leadership should step up, I don't know, but seems like some of the strong people should want to get into the fray, get into the argument. But on the other hand, maybe it's not meant for us. Maybe we should just mind our own business, But
right.
On the other hand, our business is the world's business. So there's a lot of ways to look at it,
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these African Americans and they wage, this music and stuff, man, this immoral sinful music, man, that you have to And you know, I'm over here in juvenile hall, and it seems like they just let the kids listen to and see all kind of old stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you know, I mean, but the kids be asking, you know, can we play some music? Can we play some music? You know. And they locked up and they in class, you know, it's hard to just be hard hearted and say, no, you can't just, you know, just do these lessons, you know. Yeah, but they be listening to some raunchy stuff, brother.
Yeah, I know. No.
And the staff will let them do it. You know, some of the staff.
You know, all they hear is the beat. All they hear is the beat. They don't even pay attention to the words. Just, even though sometimes they be saying the words, but they paying no attention. But it's the beat that it got them going. Man, by the time you end up the beat, just mess them all up. And they don't know where they're going to end up. Of course, paying attention to the prison feel with young, the feel with our children, our sons and our daughters. We raised them up and brought them the world as Muslims, try to teach them Islam. And the world gets them and look at, and by the time they get, look at, they come here with a good mind, clean mind, pure mind. But the man said, by the time they're 14 years old, they're crazy as hell. Oh, man. In the prison, I mean, you see all our children just there. Boy, you know, males and females. Sometimes we can't even get them back. Yes, you got to put the blame on ourselves, really. It's not them. It's start out, Allah gives a pure, perfect child. And we fall on our job as parents and let the world take them like that. That's why I take a lot of blame for ourselves as parents. Man. Sometimes the world get us too. Don't see us. We in the prisons or in crime and crazy living, immoral. You know, over 40, 50 years old. We sometimes us. I guess our own salvation is be like Adam. So we're the children of Adam. We got tricked. We were warned, you know, not to let ourselves get tricked like Satan tricked our parents. But we didn't listen to obey, and we got tricked the same way. So being the children of Adam, well, I see it, the only thing, our salvation is to do what Adam did. He repented. And Allah forgave him, put him on the right track, and now the whole planet, even all those out of the planet know about it. Father Adam, everybody knows about Adam. We now get all understanding. Yeah, he got tricked, but he repented, and we can do the same. I think it's our own hope to do the same thing: is repent, and Allah will put us back on the straight track. And got a whole surah there, Surah 9, repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Even our father Abraham, he repented. You know, he was looking at the stars and the moon. Then he's even the son, but once the son said, and he's asking God to forgive him too. He's putting up something equal to Allah. Both fathers repented. So, I mean, that's what we're right there. We do the same thing. You know, realize I did something wrong and stopped doing it. I guess that's why sometimes maybe it seems to repent. Because, you know, repentance means to recognize that you did something wrong and stop. And don't do it anymore. Don't say one more time, you know. Like people going robbing a bank or something. They say, oh, man, if I can just rob one more bank, one big hit, I get those millions, I can stop this. You still stop and you realize you're doing wrong. Because that last time you make that move, you think everything is clear. You hear all them alarms go off and everything. It's too late then. Then Lord spoke to whoever. Like do anything else wrong. I'm just going to play this one more One more chance. One more chance. That one more chance is one that takes you out. So just repent. No. Remember what you did is wrong and don't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brother Rashad. Assalamu alaikum. Rashad.
Okay, well, I'll come back now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I hear a sound. I don't know. It sounds like somebody snoring.
Yeah, I heard the noise too. Sound like it's gone now. No, it's something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So, alhamdulillah.
You know, I went back and saw the video on Ibrahim Qutia, you know, flying the plane with the instructors right there with him, you know, and that's something you see about. And if we could just get a whole lot of our young people, you know, to consider that visit the museum then. Get them on that some flight simulators and man, they take their mind. This came on my phone yesterday because always something, always commercials. I mean, they can bring all kind of stuff on your phone. Sometimes then you don't want your eyes to see what comes through there, you know. So you know the young people seeing. So I was seeing that thing probably about what's called it, Fortnite or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know. I think you had mentioned it, but I had never seen it before. So it just came on my phone yesterday, and that stuff they be looking at, and young people they just give away old games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That number destruction. I mean, I look at some of that stuff, and the government should step in there. That's part of the problem too. They should. You can't control it. They put anything they want on your phone, man.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Oh, boy.
Well, you know, I know one thing. When they ask you, you know, it's a, what's the word? It's a disclaimer or something that we check off one of the boxes. They say, we will not sell your information. And, man, that's very important, man, because I be getting advertisements from all over the place, man. It'd be flooding my phone, and I'm constantly rejecting that stuff, you know, constantly, man. It just take up too much time.
Yeah.
You know, I almost wish it was an app or something that I could subscribe to do it for me, because they'd just be all on my phone. Flooding it.
Yeah.
So let me ask you about Martha Nyland's thing on Saturday. She have I seem like I'm always busy. I can't necessarily catch it, but she be talking about a future, you know, 50 years in the future. Planning 50 years in the future? I think that's heavy.
Plans for 50 years. You heard it yesterday?
No. Yeah, I guess I got to go back in the archives and listen to it.
Yeah, go back to the archives and listen to yesterday. Yeah, go back and listen to yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do she have other speakers come on the show interviewing people, or what is the format?
Oh yeah, they have other speakers come on and other people to call in. You know, you push the one button and go in the queue and make statements, and yeah, other people be on it too. Well, yesterday, while I was going go back and listen yesterday, so what I say, I think it's a strange thing that only. It was on for about almost 2 hours. And nobody called in except I was on the call because she basically headed up. She was, you know, the host. And two other people, Michael, me, and I think he's out of Alabama, I believe you. And one other, but the Lacey, he's one that had a program making Atlanta plenty.
Mm-hmm.
So just the three of them, and I called in after we listened for quite a while. And I was surprised. I brought attention. Nobody has called in, but we always got people that call on the Blog Talk Radio, got a question or a statement or something. And those two, nobody called in. It was just a full song all the while.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's strange. That's very unusual. That's probably all that. Wow, nobody else called in. Just the four of us alone all the while.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm missing something to them, you know. I don't know if you heard. Well, just stop me if I'm talking too long, you know.
No, go ahead. You're fine.
So I just had said this once before on other programs, you know, Prophet Muhammad say, and we said this on our call here, that Prophet, you know, that he left two things, the Quran and his life example. He kept those two. We will never go astray. And you know, the whole world, as we said before, remembers Prophet Muhammad's last public address, the thing he dealt with. And that's what Muslim world, basically, that's our foundation, too. One of our foundations, his last public address. And I think the same thing with Imam Muhammad. Not putting a prophet, nothing like that. No, he was our leader, the leader Allah gave us. After 1975, we didn't know what was going to happen. Allah gave us Imam Muhammad as our leader. But his last public address was 2 days before he passed. It was entitled Sharing Freedom Space. Title, Sharing Freedom Space. Last public address 2 days before he passed. And something he had said that. He said, now, if there are three or four of you, and there are 3,000 or 4,000, with 3,000 or 4,000 others, he said, Allah has chosen you to lead the many. So I related that. And 3 or 4 of you, and Allah has told you to lead the many.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His last public address. It was like following your last instruction.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing in the military. Matter of fact, it's one of the foundations of the military. What is your last instruction? What were you told to do? Were you told, you know, like Prophet Muhammad, when he was on in the battle, he had told some of the companions, fighters with him, guard this interest. You stay here. That's where you're supposed to be. And they got carried away and wanted to get some of the move and left their position. And the prophet was injured. He could have lost his life there because he got carried away and didn't follow their last instruction. And that's where one of the things that goes in the military, you stay in your position. You hold that position that you got no matter what. You stay in that position. You're there for a reason. And that's what they have, what we call a non-way out. If you have, you call up on charge or something, what was your last instruction? It's a catch-all. If you get through anything else or make another excuse or reason, what was your last instruction? Mm-hmm. We have people with high-ranking position, and they can be busted or lose everything. Do you follow that, your last instruction? So just wear it in life everywhere, even in the business world, religion everywhere. What were you told to do last? That's your last instruction. You can't vacate that position or that post. Same thing they saw. We were told you, walk your post in a straight. Well, I can't remember exactly what it was, you know. Hold your post.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we got a lot to go on if we just we try to make a lot of bless all of us to get more to the Prophet Muhammad said, those two things we left. Anything else will leave us astray, and we know that's a fact. That's what kept Imam Muhammad successful. So he followed Prophet Muhammad's example.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we don't tell the people, we want to know why the people don't really come and follow us or come like we think they should. Why? Because they are listening to the man. The man lectures in every island in the universe. All the lectures out there on internet. I mean, so many lectures we don't even hear that other people be playing them. I mean, they're out there and then there. People listen to them. And they listen to the man. They're not doing what he was telling them to do. I mean, I told a brother once I was, I don't know if I said this before, I went to buy an appliance. And anyway, we wrapped it up. I was just about to get the product and everything, get all the information. So somewhere he mentioned nuts and bolts, you know. So I said, have you heard of Imam Bedreddin Muhammad? He said, oh, yeah, I remember, yeah. His father died when he passed, and he came a new leader. We said, that's about all I know. I really don't know too much about him. I said, what you want, you can do. Go on the internet and put in Imam W.D. Muhammad speaks from the Vatican. And you'll learn all about him. But he spoke to from the Vatican. There were big leaders there listening to him. Even folks in there listening to him. They embraced. So he said, okay, I'll do that. I said, yeah, we get up. He said, hey, I don't do that right now. I said, no, don't do it now because you know you're on your job now. And you got supervisors and everything, your managers. So don't take it. You do it when you get free, get home, you know. He said, no, I'm going to do that right now. And he went on his phone, put it right there. And he saw the man speaking from the Vatican. He just stood there for a few minutes. Didn't say anything. Just looking at that. So that's one thing that we could do too, is let people know more about the Imam.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do something. See it out there on the internet with Imam Muhammad. He's from the Vatican. I want a few minutes of him embracing the Pope and Pope embracing him. And that's new. That should have been broadcast all over the planet. Well, it probably was. Because they got those big satellites out there in the world. I mean, they got those satellites, but they can relate pictures and images and things and messages all over the planet. They probably broadcast, you know, speaking to from the Vatican, that would probably broadcast way out there in space on that spacecraft they got out there. They probably got that. Right, man. So that's why I try to do the opportunity I get. People mention they don't know a thing about him out there. Go out there and speak in Imam Muhammad, speak from the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
Did that brother Frazier, Raheem Frazier, the one who wrote the book, the other Muslims that have Imam Muhammad on the front cover of his book, carrying the flag, do he mention that? I don't remember him mentioning that in the in that interview he did. You know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I knew what you're talking about. Yes, I know. I didn't get the book yet, but I knew what you're talking about. I don't think he mentioned that. Not just him, but I have very rare people in general that mention the mayor being the Vatican, speaking from the Vatican.
Speaking from the Vatican. Yeah, but yeah. That is, and, you know, I don't hear it enough said, even among us, you know?
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Not even among us.
You know, mm-hmm. And that is so heavy. That is so heavy. And he mentions, he says that my father, he told him when he is making this talk, and he said that my father conditioned me. You know what I mean? He just honorable Elijah Muhammad all the way to there. Said,
now,
but my father conditioned me.
Right. Know? Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but you're right there. Took his father all the way. That's right. Wow.
Mhm. All the way to the Vatican, speaking to the world, to the Pope's people. Mhm.
And embrace each other. He whispered something, you know, said something to Pope Leo while he was embracing. Remember that?
Mhm.
He wondered what did he say to the Pope. You know.
Mhm. Yeah, brother. I don't know. It seems like our people underestimate what we have, you know, and what the imam was and what we have. And, I guess they satisfied just to keep us in a closet somewhere, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so we need to, alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, praise be to Allah. So it did to the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, like I heard somebody say, well, they wouldn't invite Farrakhan to the Vatican. You know what I mean? They wouldn't. I mean, what could he say? He couldn't say nothing about the world, you know. The man was talking about the world's people.
Mm-hmm.
The world's people. Mm-hmm.
No, nobody else, really, not just Mr. Parker, nobody else could invite to the Vatican to speak to nobody else that I can think of. I don't think nobody else, no one else could do that, be invited there. Because that took quite a bit of people opening doors and all of that from, yeah. You know, the man said people going to be studying his leadership for the next 1,000 years.
Mm. Did he say that or other people say that? Did he mention
it? Yeah, he said that. They going to be studying my leadership for the next 1,000 years. See some of the students. Now, we didn't see all of Imam Muhammad's students. No, he's talked some of his students. He talked in the classes in Chicago and different places. There was other time he taught students other times. A lot of them we haven't even heard what the man taught some of them. A lot of them we don't hear from them. They're going on out there doing the work. I mean, we had a program once. He's going, and the young people had a meeting with the imam. And where they came back, on the platform, to let them tell about some, if they want to tell something about their meeting with the imam. That's the young people, students. He said, what the imam told him, say, if you know something's right, you go ahead and do it. You don't have nobody's permission.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You don't need nobody's permission to do what you know is right. And I think a lot of them, they're going out there in the world and doing what they believe is right. and we don't even hear from it. They take care of business. Yeah. Some will work for other corporations. I'm talking big corporations. So they got a problem. They run the whole department for six Fortune 500 companies. They got a budget. I mean, they got a budget of millions of dollars to operate that department they working for, that department of that company. You got people on there working for them. Oh, just about college graduates. Some got their master's degrees and working on them, and they're heading it up. But we don't even hear from them. Why? They open the door doing big things. Yeah, I was really impressed with the idea about the young people going into aeronautics. Especially young.
Is that right, Muhammad? Alhamdulillah, you really like that, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. I was seeing that young people taking them 14, 15 years old. Even the young ones, I think he started around 12 years old. They spoke about there's a new owner at that same video. There's a newscast, a news report they were making. And they were talking about this other, a young person. They didn't name him or anything like that. 12 years old, he got his license at 12 years old, he started flying, learning to fly. And he has his own plane. And the newscasters of male, they look at each other, and she's saying, "And yeah, he has his own airplane."
Mm-hmm.
It's our young, bright students getting aeronautics and start flying airplane at 12, 13, 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They're 16 years old, man, they're pilots. Well, yeah, I like that idea. When you talk about the price on the $14,000, $15,000, man, we can get enough people that love that idea. Help finance that. What's $14,000, $15,000, $20,000? Man, you got enough people coming to make it.
You mean $14,000, $15,000 for a license? In other words, learn to fly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well,
Oh, okay. Right. Well, you know, and those airplanes ain't no more than $35,000. I mean, that's like a car.
That's like a car
payment. You know, you pay down on a car, and you got a monthly payment.
Yeah. You're right. You know? That's right. You're right. You're paying $30,000, $40,000 for a car.
Man.
Ain't that something to think about? Well, we got to wait. Oh, look like Math and Magnet, I guess me and the CM program, we really need that to look like we can't even count. I mean, that's good math. That's not even Math and Magnet. That's just addition and subtraction. What do you want to make a car? Buy a car? You appreciate the minute you get it? When you get a, go to school, get a light, get an airplane?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should have our young people. They're under 15 years old. They should be a line. They should line up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have a wait list to want to get into aeronautic school. They have a wait list. Like people be waiting to get food or something, or get to a play or post. No, then they should be lined up. They have schools open everywhere, following Brother Robert's following lead. You man have the schools open up all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think there's enough people to get the idea out there and you'd be ready to fund them. They got so many. That I was just reading somewhere in there, I think it was the journal. You got all these different money that's being put out by the president administration, the new president leadership, to help disadvantaged and people of color. All kinds of money is being available. I mean, this is truly a day of opportunity. Look like those. This is truly a day of opportunity. There's so many opportunities out here now.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Rashad.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I think Rashad gets up and he listens to another program out here, Brother Ayman Abdul Majid. You know, the brother who is kind of like the co-host for the brother.
Oh, yeah. The Imam Sahir.
Sahir, right.
Watch my people. I listen to that program myself every Sunday. About every Sunday.
Right.
So, he's his co-host.
He got a program that what he do, they get up and they make the prayer. They actually make the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And they follow the calendar. So sometimes the prayer be some around 4 something. Later on in the year, it's 5 something or 6 something, you know. And then after they make the prayer, he's a good teacher. Imam Ayman is a good teacher. He do kind of like a commentary, you know. He reads the Quran and comment. He learned a lot, you know, because he reads a lot of Imam Muhammad's writings and stuff and lectures. So Rashad gets up with that and participates in that. And then he come on over here to this show, you know, to this effort right here. Yeah, brother. Praise be to Allah. Muhammad, I was going to play a short excerpt of Imam Muhammad, a talk that Imam Muhammad gave. So, inshallah, I'm going to get to that. Is there anything else you want to share? Because, you know, this stuff is being recorded. And people can put it up and listen to what you're saying.
Right.
You know.
No, I don't have anything else. No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Let me play this Imam Muhammad talk here. Mm-hmm. And inshallah, we'll talk, brother.
Yeah, okay then. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Allahu Akbar. Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Assalam. Okay, it's coming on now.
Peace be unto you. Our greetings as Muslims is Assalamu Alaikum. Again, that greeting says, peace be unto you. We thank God that if we say Allah in the language of the Quran, our holy book, we thank Allah for our presence here, and we trust Him with our help and with our intentions. And we pray that He always guide us and protect us from error or from ignorance. We witness that He is one and He cares about all of His creation, everything that He has made in the skies and the earth. And He cares especially about His human creation, the creation of the human family on this planet Earth. We are one family, as God says to us in our scriptures, that He made us from one soul, and He made of that soul two, a male and a female, and from them all men and women that populate the planet Earth. So we are forced to take seriously in these times, we are forced to take seriously our identity as a human family. Human beings are all one family, and the world was made big enough to accommodate all of us and to give us our needs, food, clothing, shelter, movement, exercise, pleasure for our souls, pleasures for our curious minds, intellect. But all that has changed now. We're running out of space. Too many people have populated the earth, and we are closing in on one another. We can no longer afford to ignore the existence of other members in the family. The world is becoming one world order, as they say. For some, that order may be an economic order. For some, it may be a political order. But for us, it's a community order. We are becoming one community where we have to care about each other, be considerate of each other, and work for the betterment of the whole family, and be willing to make sacrifices, that is, not to have it all for ourselves, but to share with those who don't have. We have transportation and progress so much that we can connect almost within 24 hours, no matter where we are on this planet Earth. We can connect. Whereas in the past, not too many generations behind us, it took months and sometimes years, depending on your mode of travel, to reach the place you wanted to reach across the ocean or across the land, if the land was wide and spacious, like Asia and some other lands that we are aware of. It would take months of travel before we could connect to the person you want to see or talk to. And all that has changed. Scriptures, both our scriptures, the Quran, the scripture of Muslim, and the scriptures of the Christian, the Bible, the Holy Quran, both these books, they tell us of a time coming. And when we look at this time that we're living in, if we have any sense at all, we'll say the time we have arrived. And what is this time? It is a time that will draw people together and will force people to respect the rights of their neighbors, a time when we will not be able to escape our actions or hide our doings. We'll not be able to live on an island and dominate that island and mistreat the natives of that island, and it be secret or remain secret for as long as we live. No, if you do something on an island now, one of these major networks will know about it, and pretty soon they all will be reporting it on the 6 o'clock news. So we can't hide. We can't hide from each other. We are brought into one big living room where we can turn on our television and see what's going on everywhere in the world. So the time for us to become more human. Now, isn't this something? The time for us to become more human is right now. Time when we need to become more human in our thinking, more human in our feelings, more human in our planning for our future, more respectful of others while we are planning our future, more respectful of the future of others and how what we are doing going to affect them. So this time is here. So every tongue must sit on his own bottom. I know some of you Christians remember that. every man will have to sit under his own vine and fig tree. These are Christian things, you know. And the Quran says there's going to come a time when man is going to have to face all that he has done. Now, we both of us think this is after we are buried and put it in the physical ground, you know, and put away for good forever. No, not necessarily. Whatever God tells us of our life, the nature of our life, and how our life is made to respond to the environment and to one another, whatever God is telling us in that focus is not just for the spiritual kingdom to come after the physical is done away with, but it's also for the spiritual life while we live on this physical earth. That this is going, these things are going to happen. God is saying, no matter what man does, bad and good, and no matter how ignorant he may be of God's plan, and God's plan means how God planned the natural order and how he planned the human order and how they affect one another and what conclusions there are in the future according to the plan of God, according to God's plan. This is what we mean by God's plan, what God has ordered. Yeah, so no matter what we do, you know, and we do sometimes do our best and we have good intentions, but it was not to last for long because it couldn't anticipate natural progression. Nature is progressing at the same time we're progressing. Nature is progressing. We belong to nature, not only to our own thinking. We belong to nature. So we plan and we find that later on these things we plan are no good for families in the neighborhood. We have to change the whole plan. Reorder. We scrap that plan, you know, and tear things down and build all over again. But God knows ahead of time because God planned it all when he planned natural world and the human world. When he planned the two worlds, man and the natural world, he knew exactly and he knows exactly what's going to be the conclusion of these things. So we're going to ask you to, if you are sensitive and if you care, we're going to ask you to make a commitment. Just make a commitment. Make a commitment to yourself, a private commitment. That I'm going to start working toward being more mindful of others and how I'm affecting others while I'm planning how I want to live and how I want to advance my life. So just make a vow. You know, we may not get but 1 out of 100. You'd be surprised what 1 out of 100 can do. Sometimes it only takes 1 out of 1,000. It can change the whole man. Change the whole man, you know. So let us make a vow that we are going to try to be more considerate of how we are affecting others with our own life and our own plan. And believe me, there's an urgency on us to do that. Yes. You know, I remember Southern girls, Southern parents, they raised their children very well. They would tell us, don't make a mess. That even if you don't mind being in that mess, be considerate of the next person. They don't want that mess in the house, or they don't want to have to face that mess, you know? So we have to be more considerate. The urgency is on us, I repeat, to be more considerate. What does it take? And all of us need a little more exercise than we're getting, you know? Very few are getting enough exercise. How much do we have to spend when we walk into a nice store in our neighborhood and we see trash that some person that didn't care wasn't thinking just dropped a big piece of trash there, maybe left the chicken and the bones and everything right there in the doorway, and we'll step over there, get around something, and go right over there? That's unconscious living. And God never made human beings for unconscious living. He made us for conscious living. And he'll punish us if we don't respect our good conscience, you know? So going to take it up off the ground and say, don't be a trash basket. Say, this was hurting your customers as they're trying to come into your door. Say, you have a place for me to put this trash, sir or ma'am. You know, how much does it take? Just a little bit. So if all of us would just try to be more conscious, space, living space, is very important. It can change the way you feel. It can hurt your work day. You in a living space all cluttered up, God made you in your spiritual composition, just like he made the sky above. The sky is orderly. It ain't got trash all over. It's an orderly sky where things look like perfectly arranged. If you study it scientifically, you can't find hardly any flaws in it. Yeah. And it seems to keep that pattern, just hold to the pattern of beautiful, orderly sky above our heads. Now, I don't want to live up there. I want to live down here. But let's take the message of order from up there and incorporate it into our lives down here. Let us love order again, like the old folks used to tell us. Keep those things in order. I was a little young man, and I was studying Arabic, and the teacher gave us an Arabic primer, although I was a teenager at the time, about 15 years old maybe. He gave us an Arabic primer, and we were learning how to read and speak Arabic from the primer. And one of the stories in the book was about parents teaching their children how to be responsible for their own possessions. And it said, Da'akulishayin fi mahalli. Put everything in its proper place. I said, I heard that before. In fact, I got hit once by mama for not doing that. Well, the world needs this common intelligence that we should all have, but we lose it because of a hustle and bustle world, taking our attention from important things just to make it through the day, to have the check at the end of the week or end of 2 weeks, you know, or a month or whatever. So the world is putting a lot of demands on us to work for non-human things, inhuman things. So if you're spending all your time trying to manage the burden of your relationship with machines, typewriters and other machines, you know, and going to the store to get something to eat, not to enjoy it, but just to survive. Because when you want something, the average person now, when they want to enjoy it, they go to a nice restaurant. But what you go and shop for, most of the time in the store, is just something for you to survive, just to help you survive. Oh, I need some this, I need some that, I need some that. So they put it in there. And you don't have no time to cook it hardly, so most of the stuff you get is already pre-cooked or cooked. You know, you don't have time to cook. You're working a job and a half or two jobs. You know, the best you can do is look at the washroom and keep going. You know, yeah. So the time, your time is just taken by the world of physical things that are not human, and that can take away all of your natural human life if you don't work consciously on preserving it. You have to work consciously on preserving it. So we should understand that we live in a new time when the human beings are all being brought together, and we are challenged more now than at any other time by the need to stay a family and stay loving and caring about one another. And we should begin at home. As we're told, charity begins at home and spread abroad. That's the same message for Muslims in Islam. Charity starts at home and spread abroad. So start right in our homes and say, we share this space. And nobody's conscious in here but me. So I'm going to be the one picking up trash, putting it in the trash can or whatever. I'm going to be the one cleaning the mirror in the washroom, washing the soap dish, cleaning the soap dish, mopping the floor if I have to, until somebody else wakes up in this house. You know, we have to be prepared to make big sacrifices. the time is that urgent. If you would care more about each other, you save money. If you don't care about each other, you're going to have a mental case in the family if you don't already have one. There's going to be a mentally sick person pretty soon in that family if you don't care about each other. So we have to care about each other, and caring about each other brings us closer together, brings us to love one another. A lot of us are suffering because we don't believe we are loved. Every time I see Mama, she's running out the door. And I can't get her to talk to me. She can't even talk to me. She's too much in her area all the time. And Daddy is the same. I can't hardly talk to him. He's gone. Daddy's not here most of the time. Conditions like that can drive people to be deranged psychologically, be deranged mentally. Yes. So let's make this stop and make big sacrifices. I asked you on one of the first Sundays just recently to consider, if you're unemployed, consider donating your time. You got time. You ain't employed. Donate your time to your neighbor next door who's working. And doesn't have enough time to take care of job. Doesn't have enough time to walk his dog. Doesn't have enough time to paint his house. So tell him, I got free time. Can you buy the paint, sir? Will you buy the paint? And he might say, man, are you crazy? Say, no, but I was talking to a fella, and he said, idleness can drive me crazy. So for my own health, will you permit me to do some work for you? You don't have to pay me unless you want to, you know? We have to come to that kind of mind, you know? And God is with us. Don't ever think God is not with us. In both religions, we are told, don't think God is not hearing you. God is always here. And don't think he's far away. He's always near. This is the teaching of our books, our holy books, about the books of the Christians and the books of the Muslims. So don't never think God is not near and not aware and not caring about you. He's always caring about you. But if he didn't care about you, you wouldn't have made it this far. Because justice would take all of us out. Yes? You don't want justice. Believe me. You want mercy. Yeah? The justice would take all of us out. There's nobody around here. So just know that God is always caring about us, and let us strive to give more of ourselves to others. I heard a man tell a woman once, she said, well, I don't have anything anymore. All my children don't. And I'm just lonesome all by myself. And I am miserable. And he said, well, what do you think you should do? Well, if I just had my children now, if I just had somebody with me that cared about me, say, well, miss, why don't you go and care about somebody else? Say, just go out and find you somebody to care about. Find somebody like you or worse off than you and care about them. And that was the answer. Once the person did that, she was telling her story as she told it to be. She said how her life was just changed because she stopped thinking about her own problems and miseries, and she started looking for others to assist in their situations. Yes, and God is with us when we want to do good by others. But if we don't care about others, God will leave us alone. You know anything, you don't have anybody with you, nobody cares about you because you stop caring about others. But don't follow the ways of the world. The ways of the world are never to be followed by those who want to be successful in life. When I say the world, now I mean the visible world. When you walk out of your house and you walk down the street, down the neighborhood, walk through the neighborhood, and you see people look like they're healthy and people look like they're sick. You see people look like they're sane and people look like they're insane. You see people look like they're lost and out to do harm, to hurt somebody. You see all of this in the public eye. Then when you turn on television, you see picture of the public life, and they show the public life, most of the time, they show the public life as a life of hustle and bustle, fast living, living for sensual pleasures. Sensual pleasures are pleasures are connected with sex. And even if it's a dance, you can tell by the dance is communicating sexuality or sexual promiscuity, sexual indecency. The dance and the life is awesome. Even the way they dress, the way that people are dressed, the show on TV says that we are more sex than anything else, you know? So this singer, he sang a song, Sexual Healing. Well, he sure needed now. Now, he said those words, it's been years ago. Sexual healing. Yeah, well, that's what the society needs. It needs a sexual healing because we are making the sex organ bigger than the brain and everything else. Giving it more room in our life than we give our heart and our intelligence, you know? Yeah. So we're just messed up. And the average one, even the one that looks for the thing to be successful, the average person that appears to be successful has been made a slave of sexuality. Yeah, it's a slave of sexuality. So we have to turn this thing around. And we will. We will. We don't have to turn it around for everybody. Turn it around for a few. A few can bring about a change. All it takes is a few. A special few can bring about a change. In fact, Margaret Mead said that's the only way it ever happens. It's always a special few that brings about a change. You know, for Muhammad the Prophet himself, he began with just himself and a companion, Abu Bakr, may God be pleased with him, peace be upon our prophet, and a few others collected around him, and just a handful of people gave the others the leadership that they needed to turn their world around. And the world of the idol worshippers, pagans they call them, were turned around. The infighting that was going on, tribes fighting each other, all that came to an end. No more fighting each other. They united for the betterment of their society. All of that happened within about 10 years, 10 or 11 years. Because for the whole time of the prophet's life, working was about 20 years, and the first 10 years or 11 years was hard life for him and his followers because he was persecuted. They were trying to get him hard, to get him to give up his mission, to give up the religion. But he survived it, and he had about 10 years of actually working without the problem of wars, persecution and wars. And in that time, he established a society that eventually became